Okay, so this is November 26, 2019. Wow, unbelievable. And for those of you who don't know me, this is Debbie Moran, and this is the New Moon Session. So I'm so excited. I don't know why I'm so excited. I think Lisa actually said, I'm so excited on the page, but I kind of, all of a sudden, I am. But I am excited. This is the ninth year anniversary. I am just amazed.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, hey, you too, because you've been with me.
Yes.
So thank you, everybody who's joined for the past 9 years, and they're going to continue until I'm called to stop them. So for right now, I'm not called to stop them. I'm called to continue, so I will.
Wow, that's amazing. Hooray.
Yeah. It is amazing, actually, and I didn't realize how blessed I was to be called to do them, because I've grown and learned so much through this process about the cycles and rhythms and how it's so important that we all, I mean, I knew this consciously, but it's kind of integrated at a deeper level. It's so important that we all step into our lives in such a way that, you know, we're living our own rhythms in our own timing, and that's really how whatever this divine creation wants and is creating,
mm-hmm.
it's how it gets created by each of us showing up truly as who we are in our own mm-hmm. processes, in our own timing, in our own rhythms.
Yeah. So.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
And I apologize because I haven't worked out the logistics, so no one will hear your voices except on the recordings. And until next time. But does anybody want to say hi, state your name, and state your intention?
Hi, this is Chris. And my intention for today is that we are all open and allowing to receive unlimited and infinite joy, abundance, happiness, health, wealth. Yeah.
Nice. Chris, I'm going to say that quickly before I forget, okay? So you correct me if I miss something, okay?
Okay.
This is Chris. This is from Chris, and Chris is saying, her intention is that we all are able to receive unlimited, limitless blessings in terms of joy and grace and health and wealth and well-being. And what else did I miss, Chris?
I think that's
basically to tap into our unlimited potential, each uniquely, individually, as we are, which will fulfill the individual unlimited possibilities of us collectively.
Mm-hmm. Thank
How's
you.
That? You're welcome.
Perfect.
Anybody else?
Hi, Debbie. This is Lisa. I'm sorry. I hear somebody else chiming in.
That's okay, Lisa. You chimed in first, so go for it.
Yeah, I just
we have time for everybody.
Yeah, thank you. And that is my message of gratitude to you, Debbie, and to everyone. But especially, I did notice that I was so excited for this session. 30 minutes ago, I felt giddy, just totally elated. And I'm noticing on the call already, I'm not the only one. And even yesterday, I was feeling like I couldn't wait for this call. I was so excited. And so my intention is for grounding. My intention is for, recognizing this golden opportunity and this beautiful new moon and all of the blessings of 2019 and this entire decade and life up until this point and this turning point, and just really grounding in to the earth, into the community, so that we can do this movement level-headed and with strong stability. Thank you.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to do my best to give a synopsis of that to everybody who's watching. That was Lisa. And Lisa posted a message how she felt giddy and excited and almost couldn't wait for the session as of yesterday. And I feel that giddiness as well. And she expressed gratitude for the sessions and for everybody on the call. And I reiterate that, or I ditto that. And also to be available for this unlimited possibilities like we just talked about for everyone. And her intention was grounding. And grounding is that's really brilliant too, Lisa, because it really is about, you know, having this enthusiasm and this excitement. And we can have that enthusiasm and that excitement, and yet we want to ground it into our physical being.
Yeah.
In such a way where we're not effervescent bubbling away. We're actually grounding and plugging into the energy of the earth in such a way that the creative processes can bring that enthusiasm to life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, how was that, Lisa?
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Hi, I'm Tanya, and I'm in Australia, and I feel the total excitement too, and like we are all standing in front of a new life. And besides the excitement, it also feels like being in front of giving birth to a baby, where I know it's going to be beautiful, but it's also going to be really hard. And I feel my intention is to also for all of us to really wake up to why we are here and to help humanity. It feels that humanity is going to go through this birth, and we have been gestating for so many years, millions, hundreds of years. And we all feel excited now, and everything seems so beautiful, but it also feels like we're going to be asked to let go of so much. Like I'm here and I have fires very close to me. This morning I woke up to intense fire smell. I still have morning. Mm. So it's kind of a doomsday energy. It's very close to me too, so I'm in both. I'm feeling really deep inside myself and happy and everything, and I also know, wow, there's something... there's something big coming, and to be able to really get on with preparing myself, and not preparing, but being fully in life, like all of you have said too, this deep groundedness and fully participating with life, and that entranceway through nature to be really with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to get out
nice.
Of the way, to get out of the way.
Okay, that was a lot. I'm going to try to actually bring it to a succinct way to say it. First, I want to say that was from Tanya in Australia, and Tanya is going through a process right now where she's surrounded by fires. Am I correct, Tanya?
Yeah, they're very close. I've wake up and been told,
smoke and fire is going on around her, and she's feeling very positive and very optimistic and wanting to ground herself in this energy of that creative process of uniquely stepping into our own individual purposes and doing so because she's feeling this birthing process, like we've been gestating. And it's interesting you say we've been gestating, because this is the anniversary of the ninth year of these new moon sessions. So you can think of that as a gestational 9-month cycle only in years. So I really think that was spot on in dynamic of we are being birthed. I don't feel like we're giving birth. I feel like we're being birthed. And in that process, that can be as challenging or as easy as we allow it, depending on how easily we slide through the birth canal and come out into the world in our present being.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about stepping into that level of awakening and awareness of being birthed and doing it joyfully, gleefully, almost like I had this image right now of sliding down a water slide. And depending on, some people are terrified by that thought, but some people really enjoy it. So that's how I'm choosing to do it, joyfully, like I'm sliding down a water slide. So, did that cover it, Tanya?
Yes, thank you. Very perfect.
You're welcome. Anybody else? And everybody keep breathing.
Carmen Meyer posted an
intention. Oh, okay. So Carmen Meyer posted an intention. Where did she post it?
In the live.
In the live. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want to read it?
Sure.
Okay, Norman's going to read
Meyer.
It.
My intention are improved connection with nature and truth, receiving peace and restitution in my current legal dealing, elimination of self-defeating, callousness and judgment, good health in the hips and liver.
In the hips and liver. Okay. So, did everybody hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, I also have an intention from Bobby that she sent me via text. She just is going through a situation within her family. She's actually going through a huge family healing. But it doesn't always feel like that, you guys. You know, sometimes a healing doesn't feel like a healing. It feels like a crisis sometimes. And she had a crisis situation with her daughter where her daughter was baited and literally went away. And they were worried for her safety and her life. So she's back now. And her intention is that she and, this is what her words, she and we be completely free of anything and anyone that she's been recently experiencing in relation to that situation, completely cleared of that energy and that connection now. And to trust that that clearing has occurred and there's no lingering repercussions with this individual or anyone of that sort. So I and energize that for her. So anybody else?
Hey, Debbie. This is Jackie Linder.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey. I'm sitting here. I'm enjoying. I'm listening to some nice crown chakra music in the background.
Okay.
So much has happened this year, and I've gone through a lot, and November's really been blessing me. And in many ways, I'm getting to see the, my mantra is believing in my own magic. And things are starting to happen and change and break and go the way I want them, or ways that seem beneficial to me instead of lessons learning, more the gifts of those lessons. So, yeah, and I could just kind of use a good balancing. My head's a little wonky, but that's because I think so much has changed. I'm kind of spinning a little bit.
But I get it, my dear. I'm going to actually suggest you breathe, first of all, and that you put on a good rooting chakra recording.
Oh,
instead of a crown chakra recording.
Well, that's where all the tension was in my head. That's what we worked on last night. So. Okay.
Because we need to bring it down to your root.
All right, so, I'll find something.
You okay if I reiterate all that since people can't hear it on the live?
Sure.
Okay. Jackie says, first of all, a lot has happened this past year, and November has felt like a blessing because it is bringing her more of what she wants rather than what she doesn't want. And her intention is that as she steps into this new moon and now and every now forward, that she receives more of that ease in that co-creative process where it's what she's choosing, what she wants, rather than to receive because she knows that the blessings she's been receiving have come, but they've come hard. And she's looking for ease and not so much of receiving the lessons so challenging and balancing. And she's looking for balancing and grounding. And the reason I suggested that she listen to a root chakra is because she's shared with me she was listening to a crown chakra recording. And I can see quite clearly that energy is spinning around up there, and we just need to bring it down through and into your body and into the earth.
Okay. And it'll help me sleep tonight, right?
It will. I see you. Okay. I don't know why I had this image of you just laying back and snoring.
That's like, I don't want to activate that root chakra too much, because then I'll dance all night, and then, you're like...
Okay. Thank you, Jackie. Anybody else?
Tracy Runyon says, love this wide listening, and my intention is healing and blessing.
Nice. Did everybody hear that? Tracy said, she said she's enjoying this, and her intention is healings and blessings.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Angela. I'd like to...
Hi.
So I keep coming across these memes and images that really kind of have gotten my attention. however big my vision is, and I seem to be, I guess, a little bit attached to it. I know I know that there's a bigger plan and there's a bigger vision, and I think it really culminates nicely with this new moon being in Sagittarius. You know, it's like that expansiveness.
Yes.
So I just relax into, letting go what I think my vision is and be open to what the bigger, broader vision is. A couple of things with that. Like I saw...
So I'm going to make it simple, though, and you tell me if I missed the
No,
the,
please do make it simple.
Okay. So Angela has been feeling really attached to her vision, the way she envisions her life and her vision for her purpose in life. And she is asking for more, to be more available to a greater vision that she maybe has been overlooking or not been available to up to this point. Does that say it well enough?
I think so. I mean, it's kind of like, you go to the car lot and you have everything picked out and you have the color picked out and the model, but then what you get is like the souped up version that you weren't, it's like what's there is so much bigger and better, but I was so like, no, but I wanted this color and I wanted this model, and it's like, what is the problem?
Yes. So I'm going to say that metaphor, okay? She says, like, you have your list of everything you want for a car, and you go to the car lot, and you want a specific color, and you get there, and the models they have have so many more options and so much more to them, but she's been focused on, but I wanted this color. Does that do it?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is that it?
That's it.
Like, that's not enough, okay. Okay. Anybody else?
And if just one more, if I could include Kelso on our call.
I knew there was something else. I was thinking of Kelso, so yeah, I almost said, what about Kelso? So Angie's including Kelso, her cat, on our call. Kelso has been with us a very long time.
Yes.
And I'm very grateful for him.
Aww,
and you. Okay. So, I think for myself, my intention is all of that and more. It's really about coming to this place of, I actually shared a post on the New Moon page towards the end, very close to the start time, that a friend of mine in another group, my Tree Sisters group, had posted, and it really is about the New Moon being the time of going within. And even though we're doing this call live and together, we're still going within, and we're doing that in such a way that we are supporting one another in that process of going within to help each of us. It's kind of like, you know, they talk about in the Bible when two or more get together. It's really that magnification of intentions for all of us in the world. And when we come together like this, it's not just for us. It's for all of humanity, because we are all of humanity in our own unique individual form. Yes. And that form is there. It's our own geometry, and we're here to be available for what wants and needs to show up through us and to share that with one another and the world. And so my intention is, first of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's shown up tonight and who has ever shown up during this entire time. And I say thank you to the moon and to God and creation for calling me to do these sessions. Because I really am even more and more grateful and more appreciative of doing them as they come. Because I feel the wave of it all, and I feel the integration of everything we've been doing all these years, and it feels so immense that we have not been able to be fully privy to it and present to it, because let's face it, creation, the more we know, the more we know we don't know, and anybody that thinks they know it all is really added a lot of blinders to themselves. It's really about coming from this place of curiosity and going within together for us here tonight, going within together in such a way where we are able to listen. And I think I'm going to put everybody on mute right now because I'm hearing some background noise. So please... Star 6 yourself if you want to be unmuted. But for right now, I'm going to mute everybody, okay? Beautiful. If anybody still wants to add an intention or if anything really needs to be coming through you, then please star 6 and unmute yourself. But what I was saying is I'm feeling this... Everybody stop and breathe for a moment. Let's take 3 breaths together, okay? Just breathe in the nose and into the belly and out the mouth. And there it is. I really felt in that last breath, I just felt something go thunk. It was like we plugged in. Because it really is, we're going into the dark moon, which some cultures actually see as the shadow and as not so positive. And we don't know anything actually, but we know we have this sense of something magical and mystical, and it's almost like we're going through the darkness to meet ourselves. And it's beautiful. And it's opening the doorways to more possibilities than we have been available to up till this point, up till now. Opening the doorways of things we have not been able to imagine. Our imagination is the closest thing we have to our connection to Source in terms of our conscious way of thinking, our conscious way of being. Feeling into our bodies takes us a little bit deeper out of the thinking mind and into the feeling body. And then into the root of it all. Into the root of it all. So it's like, I feel like, and I love that I shared that post from I don't even say her name right, Edvij. Anyway, she's my tree sister. And I love that I shared that post for her because I see now the roots and, you know, how they're discovering the way of, there's so much life there in the roots and in the fungus. And in the things that we imagine are scary or dirty or dangerous. So it's about breathing through that, those perceptions, those filters around our eyes and our nose, our sense of smell and our taste and our hearing and our vision. It's like pulling away those blinders, pulling away those stoppers. Like stoppers in our ears and stoppers in our nose and stoppers in our nostrils and stoppers in our mouth. So it's like pulling all those stoppers out and letting everything flow and trusting that we're not going to flow outside of all of those stoppers till there's nothing left. That was an image. There's a fear of if we just let it flow, then we're going to exhaust the flow, because as if the flow was inexhaustible, or as if the flow wasn't inexhaustible, as if the flow had a limitation, because we feel limited and with limitations. And because we so identify as our body, and it feels like with the duality, polarity that's been going on in this world, that the identification has been either a sense of this is who I am and focusing there, or this is not who I am, so I am going to transcend and go beyond my body. Those are two extremes. And I guess that's what they mean by the middle way. The middle way is that Rendu chakra, that governing vessel, that conception vessel, the midline of the body that says, this is the pivot point. This is where things come in. This is where things are revealed in the very molecular, cellular DNA of this physical being. And the midline is about staying focused. Staying centered. When I say staying centered and staying focused, that is not a static, rigid thing. It's a flowing, fluctuating thing. So it's more of a walking the middle way, dancing the middle way, being the middle way without rigidly being that, meaning breathing into life and allowing the flexibility and the agility and the stability and the all of these abilities that are in the body, that are in our mental processes that we so limit. Okay, so now we're going into the mental processes. It's like I'm like pounding the third eye. It's like, okay, yes. And I feel like on some level, this is what we've been doing. We've been like pounding our third eye going, come on, wake up. Give me what I've been asking for instead of, so we've been doing that instead of breathing into it and going, I'm here now. Speak to me. I'm here now. And I know all I have to do is just open my eyes. There was one post, one new moon session, and the words are like coming up before me right now. And in that session, it said, open your eyes wider, open your ears wider, open your arms wider. Know that your range of motion has been limited by your perceptual abilities, and it is time for your perceptual abilities to be expanded, to be upgraded, to be revealed. To be revealed. They've never been limited and they've never been minimized. But we haven't been privy to that. We haven't been available to that. We haven't been aware of that. So our level of awareness is shifting to where it's integrating and settling in like sediment into the bottom of the ocean. So that we can feel the ebb and flow of the elements in our bodies and the elements in our lives and in the world around us. The elements are speaking to us and we are feeling threatened by that because it does threaten our what does it threaten? Our perception of who we are and why we came to be. It has felt like a threat, like the earth is lashing out, like the elements are lashing out. They're not lashing out. They're just moving. They're just being. We have become stationary and immobile as a collective culture in our way of relating to the world around us. And that has been a conflict with the world inside us because the world around us and the world inside us are the same. This structure, this body that we identify as, is significant, it is valuable, it is necessary, and it is here to allow us to be here. But it is not who we are. It is how we came to be perceptually. It is how we are being informed, and that information gave us our form. And a lot of the information that we came into the world with is a lot of historical data. A lot of historical data. We came in with so much programming. And the programming we came in with was a program that resonated with a lot of other programming historically. In the past, up till now. So it's almost been overlaid and overlaid and overlaid. So we have all this old programming about how we're supposed to be as a man or as a woman, how we're supposed to be as a boy or as a girl, how we're supposed to be in whatever roles as a mother or a father, as a businessman or a businesswoman, as a healer, which, by the way, I don't relate as a healer, guys. And if any of you do, I highly suggest you just reevaluate if you want to identify as a healer or simply as this being that is allowing healing to show up through you and the other beings that are an extension of us. We are each an extension of this ray of light. And so if we just turn our vision, our perception, our radio dials just slightly, we can hear and be available to more. We can step into this process of living full out, full on, and trusting that us living full out and full on is for the benefit of not only our individuality and our individual process, but for the benefit of our collective whole, our planet, our solar system, our universe, that part of creation that is so beyond our ability to, at present moment, so beyond our ability to comprehend. And what if we could come from the space of not only being okay, but allowing ourselves to be that enthusiastic, excited, curious, full of wonderment being, and continue to do what we love to do and be while allowing ourselves to open up our horizons and see other possibilities that are not anything we could have imagined up to this point. Trusting and knowing that everything is for us. Everything is for you. Everything that comes in your life, everything that comes in my life is for me. The universe, God, source, whatever word you use to describe it, this creative process that somehow miraculously lets us be here. What if we could just open ourselves up to more of that and trust that? It's funny, the words of the military come up right now, which is interesting. Let no man, leave no man behind, leave no person behind, leave no being behind. It's really that. A Course in Miracles says that too. A Course in Miracles says that we all are in this process of waking up from this dream that most of us call a nightmare, and meant some of us have been able to transcend that nightmare and make it a happy dream. And when we all are available to that happy dream, then we wake up to the reality of more of the truth. And who knows what that is. But trusting this process that there's this grace that oversees everything for us. Not just us as humans. Us in nature. Us as nature. And if we could look at it with compassion, eyes of compassion. Okay, so I see that. It's like shifting our filters from eyes of judgment and eyes of lack and eyes of fear to peeling away those layers and adding eyes of compassion. So if we can look in the mirror with compassion and know that every time we look at another human being, we're looking at ourselves, that mirror, with compassion. And every time we look at anything in this creative, magical, mystical expression of life that we live, with compassion and gratitude and appreciation. And I love it now, gratitude, because gratitude, it's like we're coming up to Thanksgiving, you know, living a grateful, appreciative life will expand Will expands. He keeps directing my eyes, which is interesting considering this session. So when living this brilliant, amazing, miraculous life that science can describe, religion and philosophy can theorize, but nobody fully understands. Nobody can fully grasp the magnitude of what we all are and what this creation of life is, except to describe it as God, Source, Universe. The language is helpful in the here and now, and yet also is a bit of a radio dial turner downer, meaning it can no way describe what we're available to. So that's why breathing into it, asking for what you want, making plans is great, and then being able to look around and see if something greater just opened up. And saying thank you for that upgrade that you didn't even know you were going to get. So with that, okay. Something just shifted. So now we're going to go right again down through that central channel, down through the crown of the head, down, down, down into this deep dive within, this deep dive. And it feels like we're, as I'm diving, it's like we're going through these different shifts. It's like there are areas where it's like, okay, so there's something there, let's just keep diving. It's not about ignoring it, it's about just accepting it. It's about being with it. It's about appreciating it, loving it, allowing it to be, thankfully, and stepping into this place of so much appreciation. It's funny, I'm looking at the computer screen right now in Free Conference Call HD, and it says invite. And I find that funny because it's, we are being invited to become who we came to be. We are being invited to awaken the truth of the reality of who and what that is, who and what we are. Uniquely, individually, as that light spectrum, that ray, as well as seeing the prisms come together and creating that kaleidoscope of life. That snowflake, that water crystal. All of the dancing elements. That are this magnificent part of who we appear to be and diving deeper into who we really are. And trusting that the more we do that, the more that more is available to us, which also expands the horizons and allows more to be available to others. And I'm not talking necessarily, I'm not talking capitalistic, I'm not talking in terms of money, but I'm not bad-mouthing money either, because money is an energy that we created just like everything else was created. And so it's about stepping into that blessing, stepping into that compassionate space, that compassionate being, that compassionate life form, that recognizes I am you and you are me. Whether I'm talking to you, the person, you, the flower, you, the tree, and saying thank you, namaste, I greet you. Oh, wow, that's beautiful. I just feel this magnificent, like fluttering almost, like I see like fluttering butterflies now. And it's like this flutter of almost like, okay, so sometimes people wave like this. It's like that. It's like, oh, yay. Okay, now I'm going to church. Hallelujah. It's like that. It's all of that. All of those hallelujah, wahe guru expressions of yes, wow, thank you. And at the same time, when you see another that appears to be hurting, shift your lenses first and foremost to that compassionate lens that sees the truth of who they are and yet acts and behaves from that embracing space of, I know who you are for real, and yet I see you hurting right now. So I am going to embrace you, and I'm going to love you, and I'm going to imagine you well. Until you can imagine you well. And until each of us can imagine one another well. And until that becomes the sonic boom, the sonic wave that radiates out of each and every one of us. Till suddenly, the illusion just kind of explodes, but not in a nuclear explosion sort of way, in a, okay, maybe gentler, just blows away like a mist, till we suddenly go, everybody just wakes up from the fog. So funny. I'm saying it so funny because I saw the movie Frozen 2 last night. And there was a scene like that, and it was quite remarkable. Like everybody just woke up from the fog. And suddenly, there was only love. There was only that which sustained each and every being on the planet. Each and every being in the solar system, each and every being, seen and unseen, where we're all working together in harmony. Yes, things live, things die, at least they appear to. But it's about shifting that paradigm of while we're living, live, instead of living as if we're dying. Live until the moment we die. Knowing we don't really die, we just transform forms. But in the meantime, thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly appreciating this form. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Loving it so that it is no longer butting heads with itself, or no longer butting heads with the mind, no longer butting heads with the feelings, because we're saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so thankful. Everybody take a moment to breathe all that in, because I see this immense like swirling energy coming down and through us. And when I say this immense swirling energy, it's an immense swirling energy beyond our comprehension. And it is a compassionate swirling energy, a transformative swirling energy. It is an energy that, what? Norman said, a magic, an energy of magic. It is all of that, and it is a blessing. It is not a lesson in disguise as a blessing. It is a blessing. No disguise. Simply a blessing. And our filters are no longer congealed together so that they can't see that it's a blessing and make it a lesson. So it's not that we're not learning. We're actually unlearning. We came to unlearn. We came to unlearn who we're not, so we could be who we are. So let's step into this place of curiosity and wonderment, where we can joyfully, playfully, creatively be together, regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of species, where we could joyfully, gloriously, brilliantly come together harmoniously. See, just like jazz. I don't know about the rest of you, but I didn't used to be a fan of jazz. I used to say, get a melody and stick with it. That was my rigidity. I think you can relate, Ange, right? I don't know about the jazz, but what you just said about the new car, I get. So, it's like the music of life. There's heavy metal, there's jazz, there's rap, there's gospel. There's a place for all of it. There's dissonance, chaos. But if we allow it, if we breathe into it, it becomes this beautiful, wow, what was that? And settles into harmony. Dissonance often comes to shake things loose a little bit. If we can step into that from this place of shaking it up, then it becomes fun. It's time for more fun. It's time for more lightheartedness. It's time for more lightness of being in the darkness of the moon. I see the moon smiling in the shadows, because the dark moon knows that the darkness has a lot of light. I've been telling Norman for a long time, I close my eyes and all I see is light. He's like, no, you're not closing your eyes. Yes, I am. Darkness is full of light. Darkness is full of light if we're willing to dive there, if we're willing to be available to it, if we're willing to just step into the joy of it all. Everybody breathe into all of that. The transmission is still coming through. Breathe in, and if you will, gently tap your head while you breathe. And gently tap your heart while you breathe. Yeah. again, gently tap your navel, your belly, while you breathe. Somebody has unmuted themselves.
I unmuted. I failed to bring the transmissions of the birds that have just so chirped up in and feeling the balance of the day here and the night at yours.
Nice. Thank you. Everybody tap in. Tap in that frequency of the birds. They're speaking to us. And many of us from the other side of the planet.
I feel also a bit of earth coming in and hydration. Just hydration for the planet. And
nice.
Overall
okay.
Hydration.
Also, Norman is saying reiterate, Tanya, because you're not heard on the Facebook Live. So I'm reiterating. Tanya is calling from, or she's saying from Australia. We're listening to the birds there. We're tapping that in. And she said she's also feeling earth coming in. And what was the last part?
Hydration.
And hydration. The water.
The soil. The plants. And I have a creek very close to me, and we've had over 600 fishes die in the last days. Suddenly lots of dead fish. And feeling the balance of the... Now really nature is speaking.
Nice.
If we are really coming into us, we have then space to care for our earth much more because we're not so occupied with ourselves.
Right.
But to really open up to that. Yeah.
Okay, pardon me. I have to stop and say what you were saying because Tanya is also, she has a creek beside her home and she has been experiencing something that we experienced here in Sarasota desperately last year. She has had over 600 fish die. So she is choosing to see it as the balancing of nature. She's feeling that from the balancing of nature. And creating more space for nature and for all of us. Is that right, Tanya?
Yeah, and I felt because when we know who we are and we don't have to be so busy anymore with fixing ourselves and healing and finding out, we can actually open up to really immerse with nature and care for our earth again.
Exactly. So she's reiterating some of what came through in the session is that when we know who we really are, we are in harmony with nature. We can care for nature. We are not in competition with nature or trying to obliterate or change or modify it. We will be with nature, recognizing we are part of all of those elements and they are part of all of us. And we're a little bit after 9 now, so... My mind wants to say we got a little bit of a late start, and then we all had really beautiful intentions and energized us and enthused it really well. And we did all of that, and we did not get a late start. We got a perfect divine start as we were talking about the natural rhythm and flow of everything. And I, for one, am really excited about our birth. And what is being birthed through us. I'm going to unmute everybody right now and then stop the recording.